Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Well, it's something of an irony, but the stories of the Bible, including the words of Jesus, are having a new impact for peace in the Holy Land itself. That's where Dina Catenaccio, director of the Arab-Israeli Bible Society, has developed a children's peace Bible. It's a unique opportunity to shape the attitudes of the next generation of the Palestinian community, a community growing up virtually in a state of constant tension and conflict, one that has an effect on their sense of self. I caught up with Dina when she was recently in Australia to help celebrate the Bible Society's bicentennial year.
The children, you know, hear about violence around them all the time. You know, anytime there could be, you know, you would hear about tension, you would hear about hate language. You are concerned, worried if there is tension within part of your identity. For example, if there is tension between Christian and Muslim in Nazareth, their Christian identity suffer. If there is tension between Arab and Jews, their Arab identity suffer because they are an Arab. So these kind of things put them in tension and in their identity. As a result, they are not comfortable. And they see like violence in school, in streets. So there is a need in my context, because it's a war zone context, for peacemaking. Because of the enmity, you know.
Yes.
And because of what's happening, everything happening in the Arab world is impacting our region as well.
And so what does your peacemaking project involve?
It's teaching children the principle of peace from the Bible and from their lives. So it's basically contemporary story about, you know, juxtaposed with biblical stories talking about peacemaking. For example, like Peace with God, Heart and Peace, that's some of the titles of the book, Language and Peace, Peace and Accepting the Other, etc. It's teaching the concept of prayer, the concept of God who hears prayers, and the concept of peacemaking, and the concept of scripture, because it can include also scriptures from the Old Testament and the New Testament as well.
How do you get access to these kids to work with them? Are you working in the schools?
It started actually, the idea itself has been born during a war with Gaza, and I've searched just to look for materials about peace for children and didn't find that is Christian. So this is how it started. So I thought maybe we can do a book for children that teach peace mentality.
Yes.
And it started like that. The project started on 2012. It's developed slowly into a CD because I try it in schools and they like it. It has been distributed for several schools, and we have distributed about 2,000 copies.
Goodness.
And the school like to, some of the school use it as a curriculum. And
really?
After that, they said the school asked us to do a kind of extra activity to digest the information, so the kids could digest the information. Even some churches have been using it in their Sunday schools. So we thought, okay, we will do extra work on this and develop it further to a CD. So we've done a CD with extra pencil workbook. Then recently, just in 2017, 5 months ago, in last January, to be more particular, we have launched our application because we thought, you know, in Israel, you cannot really import your material outside to the Arab world, and the Arab world needs peacemaking, and there is a lot of violence and conflict there. And we would like other people to benefit and be impacted by it.
Yes.
So we've done an application. It's free. You can download it. You can go to App Store and then put AI Bible, and you will find it there. It's called King of Peace and His Young Followers. And we have reached with it, with 5 months, 6 months, about 130,000 people and 700 downloads. So that's quite an accomplishment for us. And we pray that God would use it further for building his kingdom. And actually, the impact of this book, I would just say maybe one story that touched my heart when we publish it as a book. The story of Hind. Hind is a very sweet girl, 7 years old. Her mom told us that she was a little, you know, mean, not nice to her sibling. And she started her mom reading the stories of the Peace Bible to her every night. And she noticed that the stories of the book have impacted her deeply to the extent that she started to change her behaviors toward her siblings. And then and she refused to sleep unless, you know, the book has been put under her pillow. So to hear such, you know, testimonies about how the book is changing the life of children, that is very encouraging for me as a Bible society to see that God is working in the little heart of kids.
Yes.
You know, to build them up and build a generation that would have a peace mentality.
Yes.
In small steps, you know, because peace is not only political peace. It has many layers.